Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
and welcome to the Feed My Sheep Show. Thank you. We will be reading from Proverbs 10 this morning. And of course, you will be reading along with me. And the reason why we are feeding our sheep according to what God has told me. And I thank you, God. Normally, I can see the program that's on record. It has been erased. So I'm going by what is nothing on the face for it. And I thank you, God, for showing or letting nothing show up for me. I see a blank space for it. But we'll go on from there. Have you turned your Bibles to Proverbs 10? Well, let's begin reading. Welcome to our Sunday school. It's not Sunday school, it's Sabbath school. We're reading Proverbs 10. The Proverb of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivered from the dead. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famine. So the righteous people will not hunger, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. So he will throw your food away, wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent make rich. So if you want more, you have to get out there in the world and do more. He that gathered in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will command, but prethering fools shall fall. Prethering mean a babbling or crooked person. They are called fools, and it says they shall fall. Number 9. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth is, or his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causes sorrow, but a brethren fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. The violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strife. Love covereth all sin. So hate stirreth up strife, but love covers all sin. So don't stir up strife. Don't be hateful. Show love. In the lips of him that understandeth, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise son lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. So if you're wise, you will lay up knowledge. But if you're not, it says the mouth of the foolish is destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is his poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked is sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth his instruction, but that refuses reproof errors. He that hateth with lying lips, he says, and that utters a slander is a fool. So don't go around talking about someone you may know or don't know. Just uttering something someone has told you or something that you're making up. Because if you do cause that type of slander, slander is a fool. That's what the Bible says. That is in Proverbs 18. Let's keep reading. In the multitude of the word, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips. Let me read that again. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. So if you have something that you want to talk about someone, refrain from it. Don't do it. And if you don't do it, that means you're wise. Hold your mouth. Don't talk it. Verse 20. The tongue of the just is a choice silver. A heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added sorrow with it. Let me read verse 22. It sounds like I missed something. The blessing of the Lord is maketh rich, and he added sorrow, and he added no sorrow with it. It is sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar is to the teeth, as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. And sluggard here means lazy, the one that's lazy or lazy person. The fear of the Lord prolongeth the days, but the year of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall fall to the wicked, to the worker of iniquity. if you're working in sin, you're going to fall. And I think you're falling right now. Blessed be the Lord. Amen. God shining. The righteous shall never be moved, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bright forth wisdom, but the forward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh forwardness, and forwardness is a difficult person, someone that you think is difficult. That's what forwardness is. And hopefully you will be right about it. I have read to you the entire chapter 11, the entire chapter 10 of Proverbs. And when you have a chance, you look at it for yourself. Now, we are going to read in we are going to read John chapter 19 in Sabbath school, okay? And that reads, I'm not going to read what's on the screen of my, if I turn to my screen where it says what I am supposed to read, I need to have my Bible with me, the other Bible. I read from my old Bible and not from my newer one. And let's read John chapter 19. That's where John chapter 20. I told you wrong. We will be reading from John chapter 20. And let's read. It says, the day of the week cometh, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. So she goes to Jesus' grave, and it has not, it's early morning, it's daylight is coming. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and the other disciples. They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. So they don't know. She doesn't know where Jesus is. He's not in his sepulchre, and she is telling that to Peter and the other disciples. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciples came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciples did outrun Peter and come first, and did not, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooped down, looked in, saw the linen cloth lying, yet went he not in. So he didn't go in the sepulchre just yet. Chapter 20, verse 6. Then cometh Simon Peter following them, And he went into the sepulcher to see the linen cloth lie, and the napkin that was about his head was lying with the linen, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Now let me read verse 7 again. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the clothes, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Verse 8. Then went in also the other disciples, which came first to the sepulchre, and saw and believed. For as yet they that not scripture, verse 9, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So it's saying that he did not know, they did not know the scripture that Jesus must rise from the dead. Verse 10, then the disciples went away again unto their own homes, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeing two angels in white sitting, she, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Why weepest you? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest you? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch not me, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to the brethren and say to them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then she, I say, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And then they had said, he showed unto them the hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, and my Father sent me, even so I send you. And when he had, and when he had said this, my brethren, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive the Holy Ghost. So he did he breathed on the disciples, and they are to go. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. That's what he said. And then he breathed on them and said unto them, receive you the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins, you remit. They are remitted to them. But whosoever sins, you retain. They are retained. Let me read verse 23 to you again. Whosoever sins, you remit. They are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins, you retain. They are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hand, the prints. It says, except I shall see his hands, the prints of the nails, and the finger, and put my fingers into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now, this is what Thomas has said, that he will not believe until he puts, except he puts his hands in the prints, in the nails, and put his finger into the nails. Oh, God, I'm making that worse. Let me start verse 25 again. The other disciples said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now, that's what Thomas has said. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither your finger, and behold my hand. Reach hither your hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." I think that I would not do that because I would be healing. And you have seen, like, when you are healing, a scab comes, and he would see his scabs, I would think. Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold your hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, yet have believed." And many other signs did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, and in the presence of his disciples, which are not yet written in this book. I wonder what those were, but they are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. We have finished. I thank God for that. We have finished reading chapter 20, and I hope that you see, understand what I have read to you. If you did not quite fully understand what I have read to you, I wish that you read it over again, or perhaps listen to this tape that I have. And we are going to name this tape, because my screen is empty, we're going to name this tape chapter 20, John chapter 20, where it says, "The first day of the week cameth Mary Magdalene early." So we're going to name it chapter 21, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early." Okay? If you didn't understand, so you can listen to this tape again. Now, next week, I will read to you chapter 21, if it's God's will. It was someone had fixed the tape where I could not go in. I am thankful to my God that I had written the telephone number down where I could call Blog Talk and then wait for my song to air, and that is "Jesus Is Love" by Lionel Richie, to play, and it did play. And I'm thankful to that. And we're going to have a word of closure. Father, thank you for allowing me to reach my sheep, and for my sheep to hear me, and for Blog Talk Radio to have my radio song that I normally play ready. And I could not turn it off at regular that I normally turn it off, but am able to get into Blog Talk Radio. Now, see, of course you know that I want you to go and purchase my books that I have on Amazon.com. I want you to purchase the e-books called The Passing, The Broken Plant, and The Unseen. And when I get better, I will send in three other books that I have written that I want them to play. So with that, I'm going to say to you, sheep, God loves you, and so do I. God loves you more. I look forward to speaking with you next week. See you then. Until then, see you. And I say that a closing prayer is that God will keep the devil away from you as well as from me. In Jesus' name I pray. You can tell that the devil messed with me this week, and I am going to let Blog Talk Radio know come Monday. I cannot reach Blog Talk Radio today. So with that, Jesus loves you, and so do I. I will talk with you next week. Goodbye.